At some stage in my career, I found myself at Exbury. Now, I can't tell you why I was at Exbury, but there were a group of us. And of course, it was used as a base for planning D-Day. It was known as HMS Masterdon. At any rate, we wandered in the garden at Exbury and met this young man, and we chatted to him, and he was in civilians, and he said, "I'm going in the Navy." And we said, "Oh, yes." And we said, "I suppose you get an instant commission, being who you are." He said, "I'm, you know, Rothschild." Well, years afterwards, I didn't know whether I'd dreamt all this up. It seemed a bit remarkable. But I've got a letter here. Thank you for your letter. This was some time afterwards. The young man you saw was my brother, Leopold, who is years younger than me. He did do his national service as an ordinary seaman on HMS Kenya. I'm glad you came to Exbury for a short time. It was properly then called HMS Masterdon and had a very unusual role, being the centre point for the planning of D-Day. As some 15 miles to the east, Eisenhower had his headquarters. 15 miles to the west, Patton had his headquarters. And 15 miles to the north was Montgomery.